We continue now with our coverage of today's announcement that the United States will restore full diplomatic relations with Cuba for the first time since 1961, and that USAID contractor Alan Gross has been freed after 5 years captivity in Cuban prison.
I'm joined now by Congressman Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland. He's one of the lawmakers who have been pressing for Alan Gross's release, and he was part of the delegation that flew to Cuba to bring Mr. Gross home. Congressman, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Melissa.
Can you describe the moment of Alan Gross's release today?
It was a miraculous moment for those of us who've been working so hard over 5 years to secure his release, especially for his wife, Judy, who's been tireless in her efforts, and Alan was clearly overwhelmed by the moment where he knew he was now going to get on the airplane and fly back to the United States.
What happened on that flight back, and especially when he touched down for the first time again on U.S. soil?
Well, first of all, he was greeted with a bowl of popcorn. There are certain cravings he's had while he's been in prison, and so he was greeted with a bowl of popcorn and then a phone call from the President of the United States.
This was on the flight itself.
This is on the flight back from Havana to Andrews Air Force Base. There was a lot of catching up to do. And when we entered U.S. airspace, a big hooray, and Alan put his hands up in the air and said, "We're home."
How would you describe Mr. Gross's health? We did hear earlier this month from his wife, Judy, on the five-year anniversary of his imprisonment. She warned that he was literally wasting away, had lost 100 pounds, could barely walk.
Well, he's very frail, and if you look at his belt right now, he's got a lot of holes in the belt that are not being used anymore because he's lost so much weight. But I will say, at least today, he was in great spirits.
There has been, as you know, a lot of criticism of this deal, and let me run by you some of that criticism. Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who is Cuban-American, calls it part of a long record of coddling dictators and tyrants that this administration has established. And another Cuban-American, the Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, calls President Obama the appeaser-in-chief. How do you respond to that?
Well, of course, this is nonsense, and I think the burden is on the critics to show how the last 54 years of American policy has accomplished the goals of opening up Cuba and creating reforms. In fact, trying to isolate Cuba has been a miserable failure. After all, the Castro brothers have now survived more than 8 presidents. So more communication, more travel, more trade, more opening up of Cuba will create more exposure to freedom and opportunity for the Cuban people. So I think the people who should be most afraid of this greater engagement are the people in Cuba who want to limit people's freedoms, whereas those who want to expand freedom in Cuba should be supportive of greater engagement with the rest of the world.
Does that involve a real leap of faith, though, if the anti-democratic structures are still very much in place in Cuba?
But the way to weaken those anti-democratic structures over time is to have more exposure, expose those institutions to more free market activity, to more free ideas. And this isn't going to be something that happens overnight, but after all, it hasn't really happened for the last 54 years. So let's get started now.
Congressman Van Hollen, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Congressman Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland. He flew with Alan Gross back to the United States from Cuba today.